Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the Radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
We're back. Hour number two here. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Nose, before we get to everything real quickly here, Nose Bleeder, Nose Candy, Dan Day's update there, top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
I was nervous for him, but he came out clear, and right, I know he was shaking inside. Yes. So overall, very well done. I love the golf update, you know, the Masters weekend.
Of course.
Great weekend. Oh.
Right.
I love me
Nose Candy.
Right, you got the Nose Candy, right. Doesn't happen very often where somebody personally gets that Nose Candy, but you got it. Dan Day.
I'm done.
Right after he does his update, that is Dan Day right there. The nose on the other side of the mic as well, and I'm Zach here, Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We have a ton of text messages, Nose. I want to get back to a couple of them real quickly here. I told you, if you throw a nickname in there for yourself, I will give you the time of the day there with the nickname. I believe this one is the anecdote. Needs a tight end question for you. Trey Burton or TJ Hockenson, PPR.
Do you believe the Hawk is really like the third and fourth right now ranked tight end in most leagues? But
wow, really?
I read that he is very questionable for this Sunday. And based on that, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I do believe that Trey Burton, the Gator, is going to have a sneaky good game tonight. So I'm going to go with Trey Burton. Enjoy your night. And I hope I don't give you a nosebleed.
Right, you don't want to do that. Okay, here's an interesting one because it doesn't look like it's a question exactly on a player. We called Tom Brady the GOAT earlier in the show. He is the GOAT. He's, you know, we don't have to go over all his stats if we don't need to, but we will if we need to. We got to strip the GOAT title from him. GOATs don't lose track of fourth downs, have games with no TDs, and not show up on primetime like he's been doing all season long. Nose, I believe someone's trying to strip the GOAT title from Tom Brady.
Well, let's just say that all goats do get old and die, okay? So, yes, you know, he might have a memory loss. But, Zach, do you want to tell this texter a little bit about Tom Brady's stats? Or you have those up anywhere?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. 6-time Super Bowl champion, 4-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time NFL Most Valuable Player, 2-time NFL Offensive Player of the Year, the NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2009 because he got hurt on the first play of 2008 and came back. I believe they went to the Super Bowl that next year. 3-team first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, 14-time Pro Bowler, 4-time NFL passing touchdown leader, NFL completion percentage leader in 2007. He made the All-Decade team in the 2000s and the 2010s, and the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team. He was also the NFL Athlete of the Decade in 2010s. He doesn't run very well. He was still the Athlete of the Decade. Sportsman of the Year in 2005 as well. I don't have enough time to go over all the rest of it.
I have one more, okay? And he married the world's hottest Brazilian Victoria's Secrets model who makes more money than he does.
Right.
And that makes him the GOAT. If that didn't, anything, the thing that you just spewed out didn't.
Right.
But yes, he's having, he had a bad day. That being said, he's going to take Tampa to the playoffs and let's see what happens.
Right.
Settle down there, big fella. If he's not the greatest football player of all time, not named Lawrence Taylor, then tell me who is.
Bingo. A little unknown fact about Tom Brady, he was an intern at Merrill Lynch in 98 and 99.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either until I scrolled down the 17 pages he's got on Wikipedia.
I think you
How many people
point
have 17 pages on Wikipedia?
How many people marry the hottest woman in the world? That's called one.
How many people make $25 million a year and it's chum change in their own house? Okay. Good.
Yeah, well,
God.
It's called Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. I answered that question.
Wow, well done. Yeah, that was one I didn't
A-Rod is nothing compared to the J-Lo and the money
right.
situation.
Yeah, there's
nothing.
There's a lot there also. All right, PPR, who sits here? Kareem Hunt, Swift, Duke Johnson, or the Double Jew? PPR, who sits? Kareem Hunt, Swift, Duke Johnson, Double Jew.
My boy Swift's going to go down. I love Kareem Hunt. A magical, mystical matchup for him. Duke Johnson's got the full load there, and Juju also has a great matchup, and he's getting a ton of targets in a full PPR league.
All right, standard league, Hunter Henry or is it Jonnu Smith? Is that how you say his name?
Yes, you got Jonnu Smith correct and go. Hunter Henry. And Hunter Henry has been such a disappointment, especially with the rise of Herbert. It should be a match made in heaven, but it hasn't. I'm going to go ahead and tell you to start Jonnu Smith tonight against the Colts. I think they're going to key on him because that's a good defense. And when there's a good defense, that Tannehill should rely on quick passes to Jonnu Smith.
By the way,
Smith over Hunter. Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that the 558 texter, and you're out there, the 954-558 guy. I'm not going to give out your whole number because I wouldn't do that. He got it. He had enough. He just texted an okay, I got it. About the
fair
goat
enough.
Stuff. Right. That's fair enough. We're good.
We goaded him.
Right. We goaded. Listen, I hate Tom Brady. Should I put that out there? Full disclaimer, no one has given me worse NFL football nightmares than Tom Brady over 20 years, but he's not in the AFC East anymore, and I've got a quarterback that's only by one name at this point. He's Tua. So I'm okay right now. But for 20 years, those stats all hit me in the gut, each and every single one of them. I mean, he was the athlete of the decade. The guy runs like a 6'9", 40. Athlete of the decade. Give me a break. Splib, one of my favorite texters in the morning on the Joe Rose Show, texted in and said, if the nose had a boner and ran into a brick wall, he'd break his nose. Let's just go past that as far.
Extremely true. Extremely true.
As far as we can go. We're going away from that one, right. By the way, the 558 texter, who's a very big part of our show, you're texting every week, you know I love you, said, Judy last week, by the way, saved my season. Thank you. So there
wow.
you go, right
You're
there.
Welcome.
Yep. All right.
Love to see it.
Should I bench Chase Claypool due to the weather? Ooh, you know what that means. Weather.com.
It is very hard. Can you do the weather.com? No, it's too early. It's Thursday night. Right. Yes, there's storms all over the place.
Are they at home? Do you have the schedule in front of you? Is Pittsburgh
at home?
Of course
I have the schedule. Okay. I have it memorized. 425 Pittsburgh at home versus Cincinnati.
Okay.
As Zach pulls it up, it's right. very hard to predict what it's going to be, because whatever weather.com says right now, I can't really even trust it. But Zach, what do you see for Pittsburgh on Sunday?
All right, looking at the 10-day forecast there, and it looks like it's going to be rainy. 90% chance of rain. The high is 57, the low is 37 in Pittsburgh. Wow, it's crazy too, because over the next 10 days, it's 10% chance of rain every single day except for Sunday, where there's going to be some wind, some rain, and it's going to be cold. 57 degrees, the high in Pittsburgh.
How about tweet me on Sunday? We'll make that call then. I don't trust any weather.com. I don't trust 10%, 10%, 90%, 10%. Nah.
Right.
I don't know. The answer to that is we do not know yet. But if you have a better option at the time, the weather does play a big factor, especially if it's a really nasty, rainy, and windy game.
All right, here we go. Can I start both these guys? I have Debo and Ayu.
Thank you. Nothing makes me happier. No, you cannot start Debo and Ayuk. You cannot start them both. That is a bad strategy. But fortunately for you, Debo looks like he will have another week not playing. He hasn't practiced. So for this week, Ayuk is a player that you could trust. Start at New Orleans. New Orleans should score. That means they're going to have to throw the ball. And Nick Mullins loves to toss it. So I happen to like both those wide receivers. But this week, Ayuk gets the start.
Ayuk! All right, full PPR, Jonnu Smith or Mike Gesicki?
Can you give me the lowdown in your opinion on the Gesicki? Because this is a player that I thought would really
I know.
Shine, but Chan Gailey does not feature the tight end at all. And
no, the problem with Gesicki is this, and this is what I've seen over the last couple of weeks. Now that Tua is in, it's a little bit different, and I'll have to give it another week before I give you that full observation on that. But they've got like three or four dudes that are all like Gesicki. And they go double tight end sets, and then all of a sudden you see at the end of the game, Smythe's got a touchdown.
Sheehan.
Adam Sheehan's got a touchdown.
Everyone but Gesicki.
Right. So I don't know, like, I want to give it one more week before I could come on this show on a Thursday night and tell you that Mike Gesicki is a top five, top ten start this week tight end-wise, because I'll tell you what, this is no joke. I do daily fantasy, and Sunday morning I wake up and I do daily fantasy and I pick guys. And for the last 6 weeks, my tight end has been Mike Gesicki. Why? A, he's a little bit cheap, and I do think he gets sneaky touchdowns here and there. Problem is, he doesn't get any targets anymore. He's getting like two targets, three targets, catching one. I do think that he will be a big part of Tua's game plan going forward, but it also could be 3 weeks before we get to that point.
I fully concur. I think at some point he's going to be a, you know, a good fantasy tight end. Let's not get crazy. He's going to be a good startable fantasy tight end, but I haven't seen it since like he had that explosion. What was it? Week two, week three, he had that one monster game. So Janu Smith, we know, has those big games. So I'm going to go and say, roll the dice tonight and go with Janu Smith over Gesicki.
All right, 305-567-0560. We already asked that one. Someone texted that again. Jordan Howard, or it says Bulkhead, but I'm guessing you said Burkhead here.
No.
Jordan Howard. Bulkhead. Yeah. Bulkhead's good for him. I think that's his new name here on the show. I'll answer half that question and say that the Jordan Howard experiment to me is done. It's over. I'm surprised he's still on the roster at this point. They did a sweep to him last week on, I think, a 2nd and 7, and then it was 3rd and 12 after that. Like, he has no speed. Unless he's getting 20 carries at the goal line, I don't think he's startable in any league right now.
He's good from the 3 yards and in, man. Right. Oh, other than that, there's zero burst. Listen, Burkhead is a really interesting player. I happen to think he is the best running back that New England has fit for that offense. Damian Harris went out last week with an injury. He looked pretty good, and it looks like James White is being really phased out of that offense. So this is a no-brainer for me. I go in with Burkhead over Jordan Howard. Don't think twice about it. Sunday Night Football, New England at home, even a tough matchup versus Baltimore, I'm going to go with Burkhead.
Someone said, I hear you like Hunt. Is that even with the return of Nick Chubb? Yeah, interesting situation there for Chubb owners and for Hunt owners. You don't know what to expect. At least in this first week, you don't know really what to expect outside of the fact that he is practicing Nick Chubb. And it looks like at this point, they don't have to designate anything until right before game time on Sunday. I think he's going to play, but probably in all your websites right now, you see where it still says probably COVID-19 or IR, whatever the case may be. Probably IR at this point. I shouldn't say COVID. It'll say IR there. They don't have to take him off there until basically they list their inactives, I believe, on Sunday.
Chubb is fully playing. Let's just, I'm just saying, Chubb is playing, and I love Kareem Hunt. And let me explain to you why. I loved Kareem Hunt, and he was very good when Chubb was fully playing, getting 20 rushes a game, because that's a rush-first offense, and that is an amazing rush offensive line. That being also said, they're going against Houston at home in a game where Houston is 31st against the run, okay? They are terrible against the run. I can't say that anymore. So what's that mean? That means Kareem Hunt's going to have a great game, and that is with the return of Chubb. My bet is that they're not just going to throw out Chubb for another 22 rushes in his first game back. They have two wonderful running backs, and they're both must starts this week. If Chubb is on your team, if you have both of them, then that's a different situation. I do like Chubb a little bit more than Kareem Hunt if you were going to just make me choose between the two of them. But if you have Kareem Hunt and I have him all over the place, I am starting him with confidence, and it's going to be a player that will be mentioned, a little tease in a sniff test perhaps. So the answer is an amazing matchup for Hunt and or Chubb. And yes, start either or of them. Or both.
Vento sends in a great text here, and this is something that I should have said before also. Mike Gesicki will be getting his missing targets now with Preston Williams now on the shelf, just like he did last year when Williams went out. He's right about that. When Mike Gesicki kind of, he hasn't entered the offense, he's been in the offense, but last year Preston Williams, when he went down, all of a sudden Mike Gesicki started getting targeted a lot more. So maybe that's the case here too. Like I said with that, and it's a great text, Vento, but like I said, I'm going to wait one more week before I decide that Mike Gesicki is kind of, for me, a must-start, must-play guy. We'll see what happens this week with Preston Williams out. He will be the number two guy, I'm assuming, getting targeted this week if they throw the ball a lot. But we're going to have to wait till Sunday, right, 4:45, 5 o'clock. Right.
It's a great observation.
Great. Vento was an observation there, right?
It's a great observation, but we just still have to see it first. It's right, just been, right. And you nailed it. There are a few different guys. They all sort of look alike. Right. And there's a, it just, I need to see the targets going his way. And hopefully that'll happen.
All right. 305-567-0560 is the text machine. Couple more here. And then we'll take a quick break and we'll get, because we have a lot still to get to in here in 44 minutes of show left. Nose, rank these guys. Beasley, Renfro, Josh Reynolds. Rank them 1, 2, 3.
I rank them just like you had them. Beasley, Renfro, Josh Reynolds.
All right. That was an easy one. Need to see who I sit out of these guys. Need one to sit. Oil can Boyd, Brandon Cooks, Godwin, or Fulgham?
Wow, Brandon Cooks has really stepped up his game, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of him for sure. We have to see how that weather is. All of a sudden, I'm a little worried about the weather in, you know, Ohio.
Right.
No, but overall, if I were to sit somebody right now, whew, I'm sitting right now Chris Godwin out of all those guys, and he was by far the person who was drafted the highest.
Right.
Just too many targets to go around. Oil can Boyd gets so many targets per game. He's a must-start. Brandon Cooks looks amazing. And Fulgham is a really good start this week. Great question. And believe it or not, I want you to have the balls to put Godwin on your bench. That's who I would.
Well, good one there. All right, 305-567-0560. That is a text machine. Your text will still be answered the rest of the show here, but we have a lot of business to get to here coming up in the next two segments. This is Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We're back right after this. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. Dan Day back at the Entercom Studios. The Nose on the other side of my camera, because it wouldn't be the other side of the glass at this point. My other side of my
what
camera.
What is with this music? I feel like I'm at a rave right now.
Just give it a second.
There's a guy called Fortet, a song called Baby.
I started him, the crescendo where I blow up,
you know?
Running back for the Bears, Fortet? Yeah, he was pretty good a couple years ago.
Matt Forte was great.
Right. Oh, man, that's good stuff there. All right, the crew is here. We got to get to your text messages. We got to get to the sniff test as well. Text in right now. You can fill it up, 305-567-0560. But we do need to get here to the sniff test. We didn't even get to half the observations. If we have some time here without the
I do all this work and none of it gets... okay.
I know. It happens sometimes. Welcome to radio. That's what radio is all about.
I'm here for it.
12 pages of notes and you never get to page two at that point. All right. let's get to a couple positions like we always do. The quarterbacks, the running backs, and the wide receivers that Nose loves this week. That is the sniff test. So let's start with that quarterback position. Give me a couple that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Believe it or not, I love Nick Mullins from the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
Yes. Who loves them some second half dirty fantasy points last week? He is your guy versus New Orleans this week in New Orleans. You know New Orleans is going to score. So does that mean Nick Mullins to my boy,
Brandon Ayuk?
It should be a very good second half for that guy right there. Nick Mullins is a player who's not afraid to sling it. So if you have a player that is on bye right now, if you have a Matt Ryan or Pat Mahomes, let me tell you something. Do not fear the Nick Mullins. I love to pick him up and start him for a bye week. We've discussed it a few times, and I think that Carson Wentz is going to have a great game against a very anemic Giants secondary. This is a very, believe it or not, for the NFC East, this is a huge game for Philadelphia. If they can win this game, they have a big edge on that wonderful division. So he should have a very good game. And last but not least, I can't believe I'm recommending him because I literally despise him, but Nick Foles.
Wow.
Monday Night Football at home going against the Vikings, who are 28th against the pass. So this is good news for, and they don't have a running back right now. So if you're a David Montgomery owner, I don't know if you knew or not, it looks like he's going to miss the game, right, which means like Cordell Patterson, the old school Vol legend, is going to be their running back, who's really a wide receiver. All of this means is that they're going to spread the ball out, and Foles is going to throw the ball quite a bit. Should have a great game against, again, a very bad Vikings defense. So those are my quarterbacks.
Get some Allen Robinson numbers on
that's,
that.
Right. That's coming up. Nice tease.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't even see him on the list. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Nick Mullins, Carson Wentz, and Nick Foles, a couple of the quarterbacks that passed the sniff test this week. Let's move to that running back position. Give me a couple running backs you love this week that passed the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Wait your turn, Nose. Wait your turn.
I'm not a radio guy. You.
I know.
Kareem Hunt. Yes. We've discussed it a few times, and here he is again. With Chubby coming back, it still doesn't matter. He's a must-start against an awful, repeat, awful rush defense in Houston. I think he gets 100 yards total with a touchdown or even maybe two. So Kareem Hunt owners, feel free to start him. Don't think twice about it. He's a great start even with Chubb coming back. I really like Antonio Gibson this week against the Lions, who are at least the third, what I think the third worst rush defense in the entire league. Been miserable all year. Gibson's really good on first and second downs. I know McKissick gets it on the third down, but Gibson is a must start. And last but not least, even if Kenyon Drake comes back, and that's about 50-50 right now, I still like Chase Edmonds. I still believe in Chase Edmonds, and I think he's going to have a really good game against the Bills this weekend. Expect over 100 yards and a touchdown from Chase as well.
All right, Kareem Hunt, Antonio Gibson, and Chase Edmonds, a couple of the running backs that the Nose likes this week that pass the sniff test. Let's move to the wide receiver position. Nosey, give me a couple. I'm going to actually call you Noses Malone. Noses Malone, give me a couple you love from that wide receiver position that passed the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
All right. Antonio Brown, I'm going to the well.
Wow.
Yes. Not a good game last week, but, you know, listen, Brady had a bad game, but what do goats do? We're going back to it. They bounce back, and he is going to bounce back, and he's going to get his roommate, AB, more into that offense this week. A lot of people are saying, do I start him? Do I not start him? It's Antonio Brown I'm talking about. And the answer is this week, I expect them to have a touchdown. I really believe that. So Antonio Brown is a player. Again, four teams on a bye, a lot of weapons out there. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Tyreek. And all of the Dallas guys who, that's another story. But my point is that there are spots available. And Antonio Brown, if he's on your bench and you need to start him, I'm giving you the green light. You stole my thunder. Allen Robinson, Monday Night Football. I'm expecting 8 receptions, over 100 yards, and a touchdown. We do all know it. I love his talent. And finally, I believe on Monday Night Football, an owner just like yourself should get the satisfaction he deserves. You guys deserve, because he's had a very hot and cold season.
Right.
And last but not least, I'm going to the well. I'm going deep. I'm going with Jalen Reagor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, we're talking about some leagues are really deep. They start 3 or 4 wide receivers. And yes, Folgham or Folgy or whatever we call him.
Folgham,
You know, should lead the team. But this Jalen Reagor, he's fire. He can fly flat out. And he has been a part of their offense when he's been healthy. So if you're low on options, give Reagor a shot.
All right. And, you know, you're going to make Miami Mondo very happy about that one, picking any kind of Eagles in that one as well. Wide receivers have passed the sniff test. Antonio Brown, Allen Robinson, and Jalen Reagor. All right, so if we have a bunch of players that pass the sniff test, we got to have a bunch of players that fail the sniff test as well. Let's start with that quarterback position. Nosey, give me a couple that you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
You're on point, Daniel Day, because I was about to just jump in there, but you're quick. Like ninja. All right. So Matthew Stafford versus the Skins is a terrible matchup for him, and he's slightly concussed. We don't know if he's going to play yet, but if he does get the green light, I don't recommend starting him. I don't love Ryan Tannehill tonight. He's been phenomenal, and I know if he's your quarterback and your best option, yes, I get it. But right now, the Colts are the third best against the pass in the entire NFL. Really good defense. I expect this to be a lot of Derrick Henry tonight. So Ryan Tannehill is a player that if you have better options or other options that are tasty, I would go away from him. And if you're starting Daniel Jones against Philadelphia, man, I don't know how you're making the playoffs. So it's one of those things where it could get really ugly against Danny Dimes. Do not start him. I don't care how many good quarterbacks are on a bye. Well, there's only two of them, Matt Ryan and Mahomes. But right. Do not start Daniel Jones nonetheless.
Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Matt Stafford, quarterbacks that fail the sniff test. Let's move to that running back position. Give me a couple of running backs you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Do not start Jamichael Hasty, because if you did last week, you really want to kick yourself. And I did. I think I got me 2.5 points, and I lost by 2 points in the league. So I am it is a bad taste in the nose's mouth and my nose. The Saints don't give up many yards against the run. It is impossible to predict the San Francisco 49ers running back carousel, if you would. If anybody, I prefer McKinnon, and I do not like Hasty. Put him on your bench. It's just a bad start. We learned today that Daryl Henderson is practicing, and so therefore, he's going to play this weekend. So Malcolm Brown is a player that I do not like. He was leaning towards a guy that people, if you're in a fab league, you paid a lot of money for him in the free agency wire this week. Well, bad money spent, because it looks like he is not going to be the starter this week. So bench Malcolm Brown. And last but not least, I'm sorry to all the U fans out there, but DJ Dallas is in that same game against the Rams. And if Carson is out, I still don't recommend any Seattle running backs, because they're going against that amazing Aaron Donald and that defensive line for the Rams that's real solid. So DJ Dallas has gotten some dirty, but very, skilled but dirty touchdowns, because they were on the 1 or 2 yard lines. I would not bet on that happening again this week.
All right, DJ Dallas, Malcolm Brown, and Jamichael Hasty, the running backs that failed the sniff test. Let's get to the wide receiver position. Give me a couple of wide receivers you do not like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Do not start Darius Slayton. I made that mistake last week in a league or two, and it will not happen again going against that Philly defense. Simply put, he gets open a lot, but Danny Dimes can't find him the ball. So therefore, do not start Darius Slayton until he has himself a better game or a better matchup, I should say. I do not like Corey Davis tonight. He is not a recommended play against the Indianapolis Colts. A.J. Brown is really the star there, and he is a star when healthy. Corey Davis, fourth overall pick by the Titans a few years ago, not looking so good. And do not start any Lions wide receivers unless their name is Kenny Galladay and they are fully playing. That's it. That's the advice. Do not start any Lions wide receivers unless their name is Kenny.
All right, so that's it right there for the wide receivers that fail the sniff test. No Lion wide receivers unless it's Galladay, Corey Davis, Darius Slayton. All fail the sniff test for the wide receiver position. Let me check the text machine real quickly, get to a couple more texts here before we get to the big segment, the last segment here on the show. Someone said, I have Stafford, but he's ticking me off. Should I get Carr, Goff, or Lock? Should I start Carr, Goff, or Lock? Instead of
do not think twice about this. This is the easiest advice I've given on the show in 10 weeks. Start Goff. That's it. That's it. Start Goff. Period.
Need one flex, full PPR, T. Higgins, Kareem Hunt, Alan Lazard.
Kareem Hunt, no questions. Love him.
PPR, Richie James, Anthony Miller. I almost thought that was a fake text at first, yeah.
No, Richie James was the dude last week for San Francisco that absolutely went crazy. And now if he had half the stats he had last week, he'd be a record. But if he had 25% of the stats he had last week, he'd be better than Anthony Miller. Definitely go with Richie James. Let's see if I love Nick Mullins. No reason why Richie James can't be the beneficiary, because Deebo Samuel looks to be out, and that's who he takes his place. So that's right. I'm going with Richie James over Anthony Miller.
All right, so we got Thursday Night Football coming up after us tonight right here on 560 The Joe. You'll have the Colts and the Titans pregame show right after us as well. That's an 8:20 kickoff. Weird observation that we talked about a little bit before the show today about the 1 and 4 o'clock games coming up here on Sunday, Nose. Explain to the world what you were thinking, or what you told me about at least. I didn't even notice it between the ones and the fours. Normally, the 1 o'clock games are stacked up. There's a whole bunch of them. Then there's like two, maybe three, 4 o'clock games. Looks to be a little opposite this week, huh?
I am blown away. I don't think in forever or ever I have seen this, that there are more 4 o'clock games than there are 1 o'clock games. Wow. I mean, maybe there's somebody smarter out there that could text us why this is. But I do some quick math, and it looks like there's 5 1 o'clock games and 6 4 o'clock games.
Wow.
Very interesting and unheard of.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't know if I like it either, because that 1 o'clock, when you have all those games and all that action, it is like my brain is spinning, and in the best of ways. And then you can slow it down and breathe a little easier for those 4 o'clock games. But no, we're going to five in the 1 o'clocks and six. And let me tell you, fantasy-wise, there's a lot more players in the 4 o'clocks that are going to be starting on teams than the 1 o'clock. So very, very, very interesting. I have no idea why. And if somebody knows why there's more 4 o'clock games than 1 o'clock games, please let me know. I'm completely perplexed.
They switched one game. I forgot what game it was. They moved one game from 1 to 4 earlier this week or right at the end of last week. I'm not sure which game was switched, but man, only to have 3 1 o'clock games is really weird at this point. So it's just, it's crazy what's going on here with the scheduling, but who knows? All right, listen, we got one more segment left. We got a lot to get to. Tight end pick of the week, nose pick of the week, and your text to finish up the show here. So load them up, 305-567-0560. That is the text line. We'll take a break. This is Zach and the Nose's Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We're back after this to wrap things up. I got the lights flashing in here. It's a party here. It's Thursday night. It's Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. It's Thursday Night Football. It's the beginning of week, what, 10? Are we in 10 now? Week 10 of the NFL season. Folks, we're celebrating, and you should be too. Unless your team is 0-10 right now, and I can understand you not wanting to hear us. But if you're in the mix, if in the mix of something here in fantasy football, you're in the right place right now. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Nose, we got a couple more text messages here we'll get to before we will let you take center stage here with the tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week coming up here at the end of the show. Let's see what this one. Slayton or Hilton, pick the best of the worst. Great text.
Great text. Right. I cannot recommend T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton has not eclipsed 70 yards all year. And he's coming off a short week. I cannot do it. Go with Darius Slayton. Yes, Darius Slayton is the best of the worst there, for sure.
Wow. PPR start. I don't know if that matters or not. Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert? Wow.
Yes. And I've had to make the exact same decision in one of my leagues, believe it or not. And Lamar Jackson is in the lineup Sunday night. I just got this feeling that Lamar Jackson on a national level is going to have a very big game. Running the ball, passing the ball. You drafted Lamar Jackson probably in the second or third round. And yes, Justin Herbert is probably better than him in many of the last few games. But go with Lamar. And I do recommend you trading one of the two quarterbacks, if you can, before the trade deadline in your league. Because having two quarterbacks of that level, when you can only start one quarterback in the right. in the playoffs, and if you have a hole somewhere, it is not your best play. Try to make a move.
Two texts that came in right away, and I know you got a personal text as well. We were talking about the 1 and 4 o'clock games on Sunday. A lot of 4 o'clock games because the Masters is on from 1 to 5 on Sunday. Less games to compete with. A couple texts that came in about that. Damn right. Totally forgot. That's
great answer.
Slipped my mind. Right.
I am a huge fan of the Masters, so right. Thankfully I will have a multiple television setup, so I could be able to enjoy all that is the Masters and the NFL Fantasy
right,
Sunday.
Right. It's all about the Red Zone Channel, the Dolphin game, and the Masters on
boom,
Sunday.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right. Boom, boom, boom. I need a wide receiver, PPR league. Juju, Landry, Parker. So pick one of those, I believe. One, wide receiver, PPR, Juju, Landry, and Parker.
Juju all the way. Of course, we're now going to be looking at the weather situation in that game. But barring any horrible weather, Juju is definitely a PPR play compared to Landry and or Parker.
Okay, here we go. Flex PPR with the other guys. It's Landry, Parker, Jalen Reagor, or Swift. I believe pick one, flex PPR.
I really like Reagor, and he was a part of my pass the sniff test, and I am telling you that Reagor is going to have a tricky good game. I'm going to go with Reagor in this situation as my flex PPR player.
He's the same texter, two quarterback league. He's got Mahomes on bye. Sorry about that. How about this? Mullins or is it Luton?
Yeah, Luton. Newton.
Glutton. Newton. No gluten. What is it?
You know, I like Nick Mullins. So I've already, he passes my sniff test. He's one of the three quarterbacks I called out. So go with Nick Mullins, no doubt.
How about this? What do you think about Ballage this week, I believe, for the Chargers in a revenge game against the Dolphins?
Wow. Thank you, Texter, because you texted in something that I wrote in my observations that we didn't get to.
Right.
Because the whole situation with the Chargers right now is brutal in that backfield. With Justin Jackson going out, now they have three players there. It's Ballage, it's Pope, it's Josh Kelly, and nobody knows who's going to get the ball there. Even Lynn, the coach, is basically saying it's going to be a flow situation. Right. So what do I think about Ballage this week? I think you should bench him. That's what I think, because there's no way that we could say that he's going to have – he had a nice game last week, and that's why you're asking the question. There's absolutely no guarantee that's going to happen again.
All right, pick two, Damian Harris, Antonio Gibson, or Jerick McKinnon. Pick two of those three.
I would have loved to know if it's a PPR league or not, but just right off of the text, I'm going with Antonio Gibson and Jerick McKinnon. Damian Harris is banged up, questionable for the game. It looks like he might be able to gut it out, but I think Burkhead will have the most run out of that New England backfield on Sunday night. So go with Gibson and McKinnon.
You mean Bulkhead, right? Isn't that what somebody called him earlier, right? Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right. Same texter. Will Big Ben play on Sunday, or do I need another find another quarterback? And if so, who would you drop, Noah Font or Jerick McKinnon?
I do believe that Big Ben will play on Sunday.
Okay.
And so if he does and the weather's good, he has a wonderful matchup. So if Big Ben is playing, you start him. If you wanted me to answer the next question, I would need to know who your other tight end is, who to drop, because I happen to like Noah Font quite a bit. So if you have a clear-cut better tight end than Font, then sure, drop him. McKinnon is somebody that shouldn't be dropped right now, although in the next week or two, Mostert, Radio Raheem, the nose pick of the year, is coming back.
Well, thank goodness.
Oh my God, thank goodness is right. So, I wouldn't drop McKinnon yet, though. And I think you'll be fine to have Big Ben. So that answers
all right.
That.
PPR, pick two running backs here. Gibson, Henderson, Fournette, Edmonds. Pick two. It's a PPR league.
I like Gibson and Edmonds out of the four of those for this week. Gibson and Edmonds over Henderson and Fournette.
All right, I'll let you load it up a little bit while we do the tight end pick of the week here. 305-567-0560. That is the text machine, 305-567-0560. Now to the tight end pick of the week with our man Nose. Nose, the stage is yours.
I had to give myself a safe pick this week. And this week, knowing now, I mean, sarcasm is coming through the roof through my voice right now, knowing that the weather is going to be terrible in Pittsburgh, he's going to have to be quick passes to Big Ben and quick passes from Big Ben to Eric Ebron. That's right, Eric Ebron versus the Bengals, who have statistically not done well against tight ends this year. Listen, I'm looking for 60 yards and a touchdown, no more, no less. Like, that's what I'm going for right now. So if I could get you an Eric Ebron where he has double digits, any tight end that you could get not named, I can't believe I messed up his name before, I'm embarrassed still, but Travis Kelce, out of anybody else right now, if you could get 10 points out of your tight end, you're thrilled. I mean, thrilled. So I believe that Eric Ebron versus the Bengals is going to get you those 10-plus points, and he is the tight end pick of the week.
Look at that. Eric Ebron, the tight end pick of the week for week 10 of the NFL season here on Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. The Nose pick of the week coming up here in a couple minutes. We'll get to a couple more things here. We'll get to a couple of your observations, since you put so much time and effort into all these observations. I'll ask about this because I know this has been a topic on our show since, week two or week three? I'm not even sure. And I don't know if we got to this totally or not, but the Saints offense, Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Taysom Hill, you name it, they got, oh, excuse me, Kamara also in that offense.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I almost forgot about that. Good time for them to kind of get back in stride, right, when you're getting ready for the playoffs and everything. But the Michael Thomas question, obviously the biggest one there. But what do you think about that New Orleans offense?
Well, I happen to love them, obviously. Their offense is great. The player that really just makes me smile is Taysom Hill. Out of all those guys,
right,
he is so fun to watch. And but unfortunately, they don't allow him to be a tight end in any league right now. So Taysom Hill is basically a not startable person. But that Saints offense is back, Zach. They went against a really good Tampa defense, and they embarrassed them. Straight up embarrassed them. So listen, Michael Thomas owners, if you are somehow still alive, I'm going to clap for you right now, because it is very difficult to lose your first round pick like you did, get basically 3 points from him out of week one and nothing until last week. But I expect him to be much better this week, and I expect that rapport between Brees and Michael Thomas to grow and grow, which means Brees is trending big time up, and obviously Alvin Kamara is right now, in my opinion, well, he started out super hot, and he's leveled off a little bit, but he's going to finish super hot. So, yes, the bottom line is, if you have players on that Saints offense, especially Brees, Kamara, and Michael Thomas, you're in great shape moving towards the fantasy playoffs, Zach. It's a team that I would want a piece of right now.
Right, right. There's a lot. I mean, at this point, you're hoping, if you are, like you said, still alive in this, and you survived the Michael Thomas debacle, it's been all season long. Imagine the timing on that if he does come back at full strength, whether it's full strength this week, next week, the week after, but you are still kind of alive in the playoffs and you're that 4 or 6 seed in the playoffs, and then you put Michael Thomas back in your lineup. It's the kiss of death when you go out that early in the season and you're out, but man, what a spark to your team, right?
It tastes so good when you're able to put him back in your lineup and you survive somehow. And how did you survive? You know, maybe you had Kyler Murray on your team at the same time.
Right,
it just takes
right.
one or two players. You maybe picked up Justin Herbert and he's just, you know, you just rode him, and maybe you had some good luck and you went against teams that didn't have good performances each week. But Michael Thomas is still Michael Thomas, and he's going to give you a very good end of the stretch here. So again, if you are a person that is in first place in both their leagues, hint, 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 hint to you, I would look into the owners who have Michael Thomas, see if they're still alive, and offer them a package that makes sense to them, that they could say, okay, you know what? I need to make this trade, and a win-win trade for both teams. That's what I look to do.
All right, we have a couple more texts here before we get to the nose pick of the week. PPR, Scantling or Renfro? How about that?
Oh, Scantling all the way. Green Bay at home versus Jacksonville. Obviously, Devontae Adams gets many of the targets, but at home, Scantling has that ability to catch that bomb, and I expect it to happen this weekend, so I'd go with Scantling.
All right, someone said another one, PPR, Scantling, or Emmanuel Sanders. Manny Sanders getting his into the show here.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Saints offense, and he's the one who takes a big hit from the Michael Thomas coming back. Overall, PPR league, I'm still going to go with Valdez Scantling over Emmanuel Sanders. I absolutely love him. I don't absolutely love him. I love that matchup for him, and I think he has a very good chance of having a touchdown when Devontae Adams gets triple-teamed.
All right, we had a return text from earlier when we had the pick the best of the worst texter. Remember, we had that one with Slayton or Hilton. The texter texted back in and said, I had the best of the worst text. Ruggs, Valdez, Scantling, and Reynolds are on the wire. Grab one of them instead of those two, or instead of who you picked there. What do you like there? That gives the text a little bit more outlook on what he's got there.
Well, which one was the do we remember who?
So Slayton or Hilton picked the best of the worst. Obviously, I believe you picked Slayton.
Yeah,
but he also said instead of Slayton, could correct. Be Ruggs, Valdez, Scantling, or Reynolds. Should you grab one of them?
Didn't expect the show to go in this direction, but I'm going with MVS out of all of those players. So, yes, I would pick up Valdez Scantling. The matchup is gorgeous. He's at home. Rodgers is on fire. And he has every opportunity to catch that 40-yard touchdown. He's one of those guys who does it. He gets open. He's their speed guy. I like MVS over Darius Slayton. So, that's it.
All right, 305-567-0560. That is the text machine if you want to get in here. Yeah, and you, like you said, buys this week. They're kind of dangerous buys this week, right, for fantasy people out there. The Falcons, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, Jets, who cares? But Falcons, Cowboys, Chiefs, a lot of dudes sitting out this week.
Oh, God, let's just, I mean,
wow.
Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, Todd Gurley, Amari Cooper, C.D. Lamb, Ezekiel Elliott, and then obviously Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. Right. I mean, I'm doing this. Travis Kelce, and any of the guys that you want to start on KC, whether you know the running backs, Le'Veon Bell, the hyphen. There are a ton of players who are normally starters. So we are going deep, and that's why recommending players like Rhaegar, from Philly, are players that I'm looking to do. That guys that you could get off of the waiver wires, like MVS, just like we've been recommending, and you could plug them in because, man, I got a lot of bye week issues myself. So it's one of the, did I mention Julio Jones too? If I didn't, it is one of those crazy, talented, between those three teams. Notice I did not mention one New York Jet.
Well, I mean, I can't believe you didn't put a little respect on Joe Flacco or Frank Gore's name there.
Joe Flacco. Way to get a paycheck, buddy. I mean, right. Why not?
It's 2020, right? And Joe Flacco's a starting quarterback in the NFL. You know
it's
that,
unbelievable.
Right?
The guy made one throw in his career. I know it was a special throw, but one throw in his career, then he becomes the highest paid quarterback the next season.
Right.
And then literally just say, all right, guys, I'm good. All right, I'm good, and didn't do anything for the rest of his career. So
craziness there. And how about the Jets blowing that Monday Night Football game? Oh, my God.
They did it like anybody would want to tank for Trevor Lawrence.
God,
like
right.
It was like they tried to lose that game.
Right.
I mean, how about Jacoby Myers? No one brings him up on the show. What a nice player for New England.
Right. How about that? Woo! That's somebody who in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, probably you laughed when you saw that name. And then all of a sudden, this dude.
Yeah.
Like top 2 weeks straight. Right. Yep.
Top three in targets in the last 2 to 3 weeks, as you said. It's like Cam Newton has nobody else to throw the ball to, literally.
Right.
And, you know, with Harry and Edelman out, this is who he's throwing the ball to. And I expect him to throw the ball to him a lot, but they're going against a tough Baltimore defense. So Myers is a player that if you are starting him this week, no problem with it. Totally get it. He's literally getting double-digit targets every game now. So, but yes, it was a very interesting Monday Night Football game. It was.
Yes, it was.
It was quite boring, to be honest with you. And I had to stay up late because I was going against James White, and I couldn't. Oh. I had to have James White have less than 7 fantasy points, and the guy doesn't play the entire game. But Zach, the last 30 seconds, all of a sudden he comes in on that drive and catches 2 balls out of nowhere. Made me sweat, but I took it by 2. But so,
that's it. That's the way to do it. Real quickly, we have a couple more minutes here. If you want to get a text message in, 305-567-0560. While we wait for that, knows it's that time. We're almost here at the end of the show. The award-winning nose pick of the week. What happened? Can't hear me anymore? Looks like nose is gone. Are we all gone? Dan Day, are you there?
No, I'm still here.
Dan Day is still there. Nose is gone, huh? Nose, refresh that screen real quick on your machine there so we can get you back on here. You can still hear me, right? Nose can't hear me no more, nothing. I can just see it. I am staring at a video of the nose as he is trying to get longer. Of course, he drops out right as we're going for the nose pick of the week.
What a showman.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of drama there. Nothing, Nose? You got nothing, huh? This guy's got nothing. Nose, are you there?
Nose is not connected right now, but he
should
try to reconnect.
Nose is not connected. Right. Reconnect, Nose, if you could hear us.
Because we need this nose pick of the week.
Yeah, we're going to miss the nose pick of the week. All right, Nose, you got to give me the nose pick of the week then. I could hear you, but only through our Google chat at this point. I'm going to have to read the nose pick of the week for you. All right, Nose is done. He's out. I can see him, but he cannot get reconnected here. So I can hear you, Nose. I don't understand why. Who knows? All right, anyways, it is time for the nose pick of the week, and I will get to that. I can't believe this guy cannot get connected to us right now. All right, well, the nose pick of the week, we're almost out of time here, so I'll give it to you, and I'll read him in verbatim of what he has on the sheet here. It's the rare time the nose is going to go with a quarterback that expects a huge performance from Jared Goff. Wow. Start him or sit him. It's always the game, but against the Seahawks, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, I could see him trying to reconnect. Push that start button. Push it. No, he can't. Connection's gone. Get him in the lineup against the worst pass rush defense in the league. I think he's going to have 325 yards and 3 touchdowns, making it a huge game for him and worthy of the nose pick of the week. He's back. Nose. Jeez.
Well, all of a sudden, the whole thing just drops. Just drops. I blame Danny Day.
Wow.
It was me.
It was you. Did you give out the nose pick of the week?
I told everyone it's the nose pick of the week is Jared Goff. If you want to give a little bit more real quick, you got 30 seconds. Tell me why you love Jared Goff.
I never do it. I never make a quarterback the nose pick of the week, but I did it against Seattle. Seattle's going to score a ton of points on them, and they are literally the worst pass defense in the entire NFL. And so, therefore, the very rare Johnny Lawrence lookalike, Jared Goff, is the nose pick of the week. I have no idea where I dropped, but all of a sudden my thing went down. It went down, but I'm back. Woo! All right. All of a sudden the sweat went.
Jared Goff, the nose pick of the week. What a time for a disconnection of everything. Wow. Right.
Clean feed failed.
Wow. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight here for Dan Day back in the studios for the nose on a remote location somewhere in Weston, Florida. I am Zach Krantz. You can hear me on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz tomorrow morning. We'll be back with you next Thursday. Jared Goff, the nose pick of the week. Thursday night football coming up right after us tonight, the Colts and the Titans. Have a great week in fantasy. Hope you win. Hope you score a lot of points, unless you're playing me. Until then, we'll speak to you next Thursday.
So if you had the cojones.
Noses Malone.
Joe Dirt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.